Chapter 6. The Solstice. It is the evening of the solstice. Isabel's mother and father are driving to the visitor centre.
"Look at all these cars," says Mr. Ryan. "They're everywhere. There are hundreds of them on the roads and in the fields."
Dad is right. There are hundreds of cars. And there are hundreds, maybe thousands, of people too.
There are families with children and dogs. There are men with long hair and women in beautiful long dresses.
Everyone is wearing lots of colours. There are also many tourists with their cameras.
"Look at all the people here for the solstice," says her mother. "It's going to be a great night."
"I'm really excited," says Jasmine.
She is sitting in the back of the car between Simon and Isabel.
"Me too," says Simon.
Dad drives on to a field and finds a place for the car. They all get out.
"What time is the sunrise?"
asks Jasmine.
"The solstice sunrise happens tomorrow morning at 4:44 a.m., says Mr. Ryan.
"So, are we going to stay at Stonehenge until the sunrise?" says Isabel.
She looks down at her thin summer dress.
"That's right, but I have lots of hot soup to drink," says Mum.
She takes a big bag from the car and puts it on her back. Dad takes another bag and puts it over his arm.
"I've got more clothes here, but it's going to be a warm summer night," he says, "and it will be exciting with all these people."
There are no buses waiting for them this evening. The family begins walking. There are hundreds of other families around them, and many people on the fields too. Everyone walks together. It is a beautiful, warm summer's evening, and the sun is orange and close to the horizon. Isabel can hear music and laughing all around her. Suddenly, the group come through the trees and see the tall, grey stones of Stonehenge on the horizon.
"This is very exciting," says Jasmine to Isabel. "Thank you for bringing me."
Isabel smiles at Jasmine.
"You loved it here too," she answers. "I had to bring you."
The group walk across the field until they come to the stones. It is great to walk between the huge sarsens.
"They're so tall," says Simon. "They look tall from the path, but now I can really feel it. They're huge."
It's getting dark now, but the night is warm and lots of people have small lights and their phones. Everyone waits in the dark. Isabel can hear children laughing and playing.
A young man sits on the grass near her. He's playing a guitar. A woman sits next to him and sings beautifully. Isabel and her friends begin dancing to the music. Then, her mum and dad start dancing too. The hours pass. The family and Isabel's friends drink the hot soup and eat sandwiches. They put on warmer clothes and dance or walk around. They talk to the other people.
"We come to Stonehenge every year for the solstice ceremony," many of the people tell them. "It's a very special time."
Slowly, the sky starts to turn grey. Morning and the sunrise are coming. Everyone is really excited now.
"Isabel, Simon and Jasmine,"
shouts Isabel's mother.
"Let's stand here, opposite the Heelstone. This is a great place to watch the sunrise."
The group stand together about 75 metres from the Heelstone. The people are quiet now, and the sky is getting brighter and brighter. Then, suddenly, there is a thin yellow light on the horizon.
"Here comes the sunrise," someone shouts.
They all watch the sun move slowly up behind the Heelstone until it is sitting on top of it. The sky is a bright red, and the clouds are pink and grey. There is shouting, dancing, and laughing, and shouts of "Happy Solstice!" Suddenly, Isabel remembers the film in the exhibition hall. She thinks about Stonehenge 5,000 years ago.
There were thousands of people here then too. Maybe there was singing. Maybe there were people from other countries.
"Some things don't change," Isabel says to Simon. "And I'm very happy about that."